Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Canola oil, it's viewed as healthful and is very popular with consumers and is growing slowly as a Kentucky crop in the traditional rotation among corn, soybeans, and wheat.
In 2004, when we started this, you know, there was no local market. Everything was being exported out of Kentucky, either to the north, to Canada, and then the current crushing plant, the guys that developed that, they started buying out of Kentucky, I think, in 2007 or 2008, and they really liked the quality and the yield of the crop coming out of Kentucky, and that encouraged them to continue their efforts to try and get a plant established here, which they did here in late 2014.
Irish native Brian Caldbeck has been working in canola seed research in Kentucky for about 10 years and says development of that processing facility in Todd County has been a major step. Among other challenges is how canola will fit in on a number of fronts.
The seed size, roughly 50 times smaller than a soybean seed, so that kind of puts it in perspective, and that's a challenge in a lot of the metering equipment that's out here, and trying to get a stand in high residue no-till environments requires a little bit different approach than just going and planting something like wheat, which is relatively simple to get a stand in no-till.
Currently, there's an estimated 10 to 11,000 acres of canola in production here. We'll be right back.
This looks good. I think I'll try it. Now I need a package of beef. Oh, Kentucky Proud's on the label. I wonder if a Kentucky farmer really raised it.
We are the Bach family from Bath County, Kentucky.
You've got to love what you do. I love farming.
I feel I'm really blessed to be able to work with my family.
We try to do the best job that we can so that the consumer is satisfied.
It's a good life. Kentucky farm families, feeding Kentucky, feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Cattlemen's Association and the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
So canola, as a part of the traditional Kentucky row crop mix, is slowly making some inroads.
Like any crop, you know, I mean, it needs its rotation, so we kind of try and keep it 3 to 4 years out so we don't start getting into issues with diseases and insects that will just increase the production costs.
Brian Caldbeck says the crop isn't get-rich-quick by any stretch, but long-term, he's reasonably optimistic about its potential as an income producer for a good number of farmers here.
We'll just have to see what the market demand. If consumers continue to elect to use canola oil, it's seen as a healthy oil. If that demand sees a continued increase, I feel very good about that. So it's important that, you know, everything matches up as much as we can so that people, you know, don't get into this boom bust and then, you know, the market's not sustainable.
Canola making its way in the bluegrass. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.